good morning to
you. Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news.
And welcome to a solo reporter edition this morning of Not Necessarily the News. That's right. It's just you and me, KB. Where if this is the only thing that you hear or see all day, you really should check out the rest of the show. It does get better. Welcome our worldwide audience as we stream, as always, on our Hank Facebook Live. And we welcome back Sunita Williams, Sonny, and Butch Wilmore, our astronauts, splashed back down.
200 meters. Brace for splashdown.
And SpaceX Freedom, splashdown. Good main release.
And splashdown. Crew 9, back on Earth.
Yeah, they did it.
Copy splashdown. We see main chutes cut. Nick, Alex, Butch, Sonny, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
Of course, you know the story. They were supposed to be up there for 10 days, ended up over 9 months, nearly 10 months. And SpaceX goes up and rescues the Boeing Starliner duo. Good times. That's a long time. That's not the record, actually. Astronaut guy named Frank Rubio was up there at the International Space Station for 371 straight days. Butch and Sonny were up there for 280. So the Russian cosmonaut holds the overall record, though, for 437 straight days in the International Space Station. Namely because he's from Russia and he didn't want to go back.
USA!
You know, that's it.
USA.
By the way, fun little
USA
event.
USA!
And I find it interesting, NASA made a point to say we didn't plan this. Just as soon as the capsule did the whole parachute thing and then splash down in the Atlantic, near the Gulf of America, of course. That would be a pod of dolphins showed up and just kind of encircled the whole pod as it arrived. So they got a greeting, the dolphins' reaction. They were flipping around and everything. It was very, very Disney-like. And NASA said, we are very excited about this. An unplanned welcome crew. If you could plan that, though, NASA... Now we're really talking about some high-end technology. This airs tonight on NBC and streaming live on Peacock, hosted by Blake Shelton. It is NBC's Opry 100, a live celebration there, they say. It was actually taped a little while ago, but taped live in front of a studio audience, an Opry audience, right there from the Opry House. And it celebrates the century mark for the great Grand Ole Opry in I could read you the list, but think of an artist, and they're there. It's going to be quite the lineup tonight. I mean, even like we get to... Barbara Mandrell is going to be on tonight. It's going to be fantastic. Check it out. Whistler Bill Anderson and the like, and of course, a lot of big names. No Jelly Roll cited, but...
Jelly Roll!
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Yesterday, we talked about it briefly on the show. Trump administration releases thousands of remaining files on the JFK assassination. So this was part of Trump's order, like almost a day one order to release the rest of it. Of course, in his first term, he released a bunch as well. And it may take months for, quote, all the historians to sift through it. Approximately 80,000 pages of previously classified records. This comes from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, there. And this now releases all records, quote, previously withheld for classification. Early looks is that it's not earth-shattering and there's nothing technically really new about it. But the government says this is it. This is the final batch of the JFK files that are left unreleased, except for the ones that explain actually what happened. Dolphins know. The dolphins know. Yesterday out there in California, back in December... It was a $1.2 billion lottery jackpot for the Mega Millions that was won by one ticket. And, of course, it was in California. And yesterday, they announced the player that beat the odds by matching all six numbers drawn in that Mega Millions. $1.2 billion. And as far as the winner and their identity, not related to you or me. And I have looked, but I have no family connection to a Rosemary Caserati of California. They didn't give any biographical information, and she didn't attend. I'm going to keep looking on genealogy.com, though. It's March Madness, baby. The NCAA tournament starts off tomorrow. They had a couple of play-in qualifying type games, if you will, last night. But your bracket needs to be completely completed by tomorrow. And, of course, they say it's America's biggest betting event, $3.1 billion expected. Biggest event, even bigger than the Super Bowl. And Elon's getting into it, too. Elon Musk offering a trip to Mars for a perfect March Madness bracket. So X, Twitter, and Uber Eats are teaming up for this, running a March Madness bracket challenge. The grand prize, no joke, is listed as a trip to Mars on SpaceX's Starship. If you have a perfect bracket, which means of the 64 teams in there, and you've picked every single matchup absolutely correctly. Even the upsets, everything. Participants, you have until Thursday morning to make your pick. So you can just go to Twitter and search this. With the odds of a perfect bracket, by the way, being 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Long.
Yeah, those are long odds, definitely. So the winner remains, unlikely. Now, if there's no perfect bracket, 100,000 goes to the first runner-up there. No trip to Mars. So you can do your real live Space Jam. One in 9.2 quintillion. There's better odds that you are related to Rosemary Caserati, the Mega Millions winner. In entertainment news, Pete Davidson says he's now officially dating someone who is not famous. And that's a nice change for him. That way, in a few years, they'll have something common. And then scientists claimed yesterday to have evidence that our, quote, entire universe may be trapped inside of a black hole. Well, that would explain a lot. That would
waking up with KB and Heather Lee.